இதம் சர்வம் ஈஷாவாஸ்யம் ஈஸ்வர புத்தியா ஆச்சாதனீயம். இதம் சர்வம் ஜகத் ஈஸ்வர புத்தியா ஆச்சாதனீயம். What is given is Ishvara. See the meaning of these words. The sun is given. What is given is a manifestation of Ishvara. The sun eats Lakshana, its nature, the light, and the light travels in certain speed, it's given. The moon given, other planets given, including the earth given, atmosphere given, life forms given. The galaxies, our own galaxy, Milky Way, given. The human body given, its structure given, senses given, prana given, mind given. That you can desire, given. You can do, given. You can know, given. You can commit error, given. You can correct the error, given. Will is given. You look at the given world in your own way, subjective way, with your raga, with your divisha, with your fears, given. Now, there is Ishvara, given, and there is your individual way of seeing things as desirable, as not desirable. This is what I like, this is what I don't like. Therefore, the objects become objects of like, objects of dislike. Same world viewed differently by another person. Why? Because you are not looking at the world as it is. You look at the world as you would look at the world. That's also given. Therefore, there is the world that is Ishvara, there is your projection that you are capable of projection is also given, that you can reduce this subjectivity, that's given. The more you reduce your subjectivity, the more you are with Ishvara. Ishvara buddhya idam sarvam achadaniyam. How do you reduce? This is what I say, that your subjectivity is due to your background. Your own raga dvesha gathered with your background, your own fears and anxieties, apprehensions, wishful thinking, asuya, jealousy, hatred, intolerance, prejudice, it's all personal. Why? You look at all of them, this is what I want you to contemplate. Look at all of them as not totally separate from Ishvara. Look at them as within Ishvara's order. You Ishvarize your own subjectivity. Ishvara, I recognize in the form of physical order, biological order, physiological order. Then comes psychological order. This order being there, your anxieties are not outside the order, are they? Your fear, is it outside the order of Ishvara? Your insecurity, is it outside the order of Ishvara? Your unconscious, is it outside the order of Ishvara? In fact, is it not Ishvara's grace to make the child survive? All forms of pain are kept under the surface. It's pure Ishvara's grace order. In that order, there is grace. Now, the contributors to this unconscious are your mother, your father, and siblings. Siblings means brother, sister, sisters, brothers. These are the major contributors to your subjectivity. This contributing mother, she had her own subjectivity. I just want you to see whether she is outside the order of Ishvara, given her background. The abusive father, is he outside the order of Ishvara? your brother, sister, everyone visualize the person's behavior. Is it outside the order official? Grandfather, grandmother, uncle, aunt, cousins, all these can contribute. Anyone is he, she, outside the order official? Idam sarvam, when we hear the statement, the Upanishad statement, Idam Sarvam. What is Idam Sarvam? Mother, father, brother, sister, uncle, cousin, grandfather, grandmother. And everyone else, the contemporary society. Idam Sarvam, and your own mind, that is also Idam, your own mind, its modes of thinking, behavior patterns, your response patterns, your scales of vision, your perception. Idam sarvam ishavasyam ishvara buddhya achadaniyam. How do you do that? Everyone is within the order of Ishvara. Psychological order, genetic order. One order. That's why understanding Ishvara is critical. This given jagat is but Ishvara. All knowledge, conscious being, all knowledge manifesting in the form of space, Ishvara, time, Ishvara, galaxies, Ishvara, sun, earth, atmosphere, volume, Agni, water, earth, life forms Ishvara. Physical order, Ishvara. Biological order, Ishvara. Prana, Ishvara. The order, emotional order. Order of Dharma, order of knowledge, memory, one Ishvara. Ishavasyam, Ishvara Buddhya Achadaniyam. That's why I say Ishaya Namaha. I let Ishvara be. I let go my alienation. From Ishvara, I let Ishvara be. My alienation, I let go. Ishaya Namaha. Isha Vasyam. Idam Sarvam. Let Ishvara be. Ishaya Namaha. Repeat mentally. Om Ishaya Namaha. Even if you say Om Ishvara, Om is Ishvara. A stands for physical, sthula prapancha. O stands for sukshma prapancha, prana, mind, knowledge, memory, everything. A, U, Makara, Kasa, then manifest. Om. Mentally repeat, Om. When you say Om, Ishvara is Om. Om Namaha. Om Namaha. Om. Namaha. Om. Namaha. Om. Om Namaha. Om Ishvara be, Ishvara is, Namaha, I let go. Om Namaha, 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 Om Namaha. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.